Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. Coming up in the second hour, we dabble from everything from funk and soul to R&B and indie pop and in all kind of gorgeous, fun, exciting ways. In the second hour, I've got new music from Begonia coming up, Southern Avenue on the way, Lava LaRue, Betty Davis coming up, music on the way from Baby Rose, Nora Jones, the XX. But we are going to kick off the second hour with a musician who just has not received Girly So Groovy radio love in quite some time. Lopsley is a British artist who creates this left field kind of R&B music, but does it in this intimate, ethereal, almost ambient kind of way. And like I say, it's been a hot minute, and by that I mean maybe 5 years. So I dusted off Lopsley's album and thought, let's include it in this week just because. So right now it is Lopsley here on Girly So Groovy.
Space distance in a backbench post. These are the times to suffer the most. something. I guess your sunrise is someone's sunset. Maybe it's mine. Are we still laughing? Well, I'm not feeling it anymore. And I know I'm a means to your end, and I won't pretend I'm just fine.
Turn on me. When you close the door.
Music right there from British electronic alternative trio, The XX. If you're thinking it sounds like The XX, but not nearly as polished and as sophisticated as the music they usually put out, well, you're right. And the reason you're right is what we just heard is a brand new demo track from The XX. It was just a couple of weeks ago that The XX re-released their incredible debut album, XX. That album came out back in 2009. The reason for re-releasing it is that the debut album was re-released in what the XX is calling it its definitive vinyl format. And in addition to that vinyl format, you also get a disc of 5 bonus tracks, and that is what we heard from the list of bonus tracks. It's a demo song called Blood Red Moon. There's something electric, I thought, about that particular demo. In the middle, let's talk about what we heard there. At the end of June, we received a moody duet album that is full of style and sophistication. Momoko Gill. Momoko Gill is an R&B artist, drummer, and singer-songwriter. Matthew Herbert is a producer of film scores, DJ mixes, club music, and performance pieces that straddle pop and conceptual art. Well, together, Momoko Gill and Matthew Herbert, on their album Clay, the duo deliver modern R&B with turntable sampling, jazz instrumentation, clattering percussion, woozy synths, and playful sound, found sound elements throughout. It makes for dynamic listening. Very reminiscent, in fact, of the XX. We heard the song Need to Run. Again, that's from the album Clay, which came out this summer. And then starting the set off, another incredible voice out of England, Lopsley, R&B pop artist Lopsley. Going back to her 2016 debut album, Long Way Home, we heard the song Heartless. So, I've said this already, I'll say it again. Last week, we did our annual Under the Covers episode. It is 2 full hours of cover songs. If you know me, I am always a sucker for cover songs. And one that we just didn't get into the show last week that I'm still finding ways to work into this week's episode is Norah Jones with Bad, Bad, Not Good, taking on the Talking Heads here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. When I think back over 2025, if I think to myself, what would I have chosen as my soundtrack for the summer? It had to be that album right there. Hailing from Athens, Greece, Stella offers up seductive synth and vintage pop sounds that really was perfect for the summertime. Her latest album, Adagio, celebrates the idea of slowing down. It is the sonic equivalent of a dandelion fuzz floating softly on a summer breeze. She released the album in the spring in April. It was my album through the summer. And now still this close to winter, I am going back to it, trying to pull as much warmth as I can while the weather's not providing. We heard the song Baby Brazil from Stella. We featured her numerous times here on the program since the release of the album. She has a wide range of influences that I think if you were a fan of acts like 07 or Baby Rose or Jessica Pratt, Nouvelle Vague, even Grace Jones, you're going to find something I think that you will love in Stella. The album is on Bandcamp again. Stella, the new album, Adagio. In the middle, speaking of Baby Rose, one of my most favorite voices coming out of the Atlanta R&B scene, it has to be Baby Rose. From her debut album, Through and Through, we heard Nightcap, and then starting the set off, it is Nora Jones teaming up with producer Bad Bad Not Good for their rendition of the Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place. That comes from the recent Talking Heads cover album, Everyone's Getting Involved, a tribute to Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense. And I just think Norah Jones does a gorgeous job with that particular track. Lots more music to get to. We have 30 minutes left here on Girly So Groovy. On the way, I've got music from Sheikh Gamin, new music from Begonia, Betty Davis, Lava LaRue. But when we talk about some favorite albums in 2025, one of my favorite albums released so far has to be Southern Avenue. This is a band that uses vintage blues and souls as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue, they're a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album, Family, is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and of course, celebrating family. So Southern Avenue up next to get us a little funky here on Girly So Groovy.
It's nothing but a drama. shine. The B.B. King and Jimmy Ray rock on that.
days of getting out of bed feels like climbing a mountain. Where you in it so deep, there don't seem like any way out of it. But when the current comes strong, are you gonna sink or swim? Ride the wave or let it consume you, baby. Cause while your winds may have brought you here, it's the losses that guided you to.
R&B that is both sapphic and celestial. It is music from British R&B artist Lava LaRue from their most recent album Starface, released last year. We heard the song Better. In the middle, artistic and sexual liberation personified, Bette Davis, the vocalist and songwriter who challenged social norms with some of the wildest funk to come out of the 1970s. From Bette Davis, we heard They Say I'm Different. It's the title track to her 1974 sophomore album, They Say I'm Different. And then starting the set off, it is Memphis Funk, Soul, and Blues with Southern Avenue. Their latest album is Family. We heard the song Late Night to Get Down from that band. All right, time for one more set. Speaking of new music, Begonia, of course, the moniker for Winnipeg folk pop R&B and neo-soul singer-songwriter Alexa Dirks. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like Begonia quietly snuck out the release of her third album, Fantasy Life, at the end of October. With saying that, it is far from a meek album. Begonia is more confident than ever, inviting us to be part of her world that is both dynamic and vibrant, yet unafraid of the shadows, like all the music that she seems to write. So we're going to dive into that new album from Begonia, but before we do that, let's jump into the band that gave her her start as a music artist, Winnipeg and Montreal-based band Chic Gamine, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
The pounding in my head, the making of my bed. Some things I'm quick to tend to, others overwhelm me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All often therapized, then intellectualized. Why there's something inside that makes me want.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Montreal-based queer, trans, non-binary, indigenous pop singer, songwriter, Sibby. So much to unpack there, but so much to celebrate. The song is called Wish We Were Older. That is from Sibby's 2020 EP, For Those I Loved. In the middle, it is brand new music from Begonia. Her new third album is called Fantasy Life, released just back in October. We heard the song Hotter Than the Sun, and then started the set with Begonia's original band, Sheik Gamin, from the album Light a Match. We heard Maybe I Need Some Good Loving. Well, friends, that's it. I cannot believe we are at the end of this two-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. Don't forget, next week, it is our last regular programming for 2025. 2 weeks from now, we'll be doing our top 10 and honorable mentions for 2025. 3 weeks from now, we will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza. Stay in the know and in touch with the program all week long. You can do that through our social media channels. Facebook, we're at Girly So Groovy. Instagram, we're at GSG Radio. You can re-listen to any episode or listen to any missed episodes by going to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Now, how are we going to wrap up this week's episode? Well, I can tell you how we are going to wrap up this week's Girly So Groovy. We're going to check out some brand new music from an artist who simply goes by the name Annie, A-N-Y. She has a new EP out called Mega Mercy. She brings an interesting lens to songwriting, Greek and Canadian. She creates this dreamy downbeat indie pop, but she's also a harpist, so she brings that in as well. So without further ado, it is music from Annie. The song is called Without a Doubt, again from her new EP, Mega Mercy. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week. Here is Annie on Girly So Groovy.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Hi, my name is Savannah Shea, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Sean Bokenkamp, a.k.a. Caesar Schiff's new album, Who in the What? Caesar Schiff reaches into the sonic sack and pulls out new combinations of the influences they're under to produce an 11-track debut album boasting an authentic indie garage DIY feel through self-recording on a Tascam Porta studio. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Who in the What on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Potential, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.